namanya sayang dan sayang, cuma orang biasa. Nyanda banyak harta.
Ce retard, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistenerz@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated Sanur Health Special Economic Zone and the Bali International Hospital. Indonesia and UK to strengthen strategic partnership. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated the Sanur Health Special Economic Zone and the Bali International Hospital in Bali on Wednesday, June 25. In his remarks, the President emphasized the importance of the state's presence in ensuring access to quality healthcare for all Indonesian citizens. He also praised the initiative to develop the Sanur Health Special Economic Zone as a major milestone in the nation's healthcare history.
Ini adalah suatu terobosan.
This is a breakthrough, the first of its kind in our republic, where we establish a special economic zone dedicated to world-class healthcare services.
Pelayanan kesehatan bertaraf dunia, bertaraf internasional.
The president explained that the existence of the Sanur Health Special Economic Zone and Bali International Hospital would reduce Indonesians' dependence on overseas medical treatment, which has long resulted in significant foreign exchange outflows. With the establishment of this health-focused special economic zone and hospital, he believes that Indonesia now has the facilities that can rival leading international medical center. He expressed confidence that Indonesia will eventually become a regional hub for healthcare services in Southeast Asia and the Pacific. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto highlighted the importance of international standard health facilities in Indonesia. He conveyed this when inaugurating the Ngurah San Wellness and Aesthetic Center at Ngurah Central General Hospital, which is a collaboration between the Indonesian government hospital and South Korea Sun Healthcare International in Denpasar, Bali on Wednesday. According to him, the existence of international standard health facilities in Indonesia will help support national economic resilience. He assessed that, in addition to being able to provide health services to Indonesian people, the existence of such facilities will also be able to attract international community to come to Indonesia to enjoy medical tourism in Indonesia.
Sehingga tidak hanya untuk agar warga negara kita yang perlu pelayanan.
So that our citizens who need the best service feel sufficient within the country. This will greatly help boost our economic strength so that we do not spend much of our foreign exchange abroad, but instead attract foreigners to come.
According to the president, the existence of the health facility is a positive achievement, is an effort to provide health services that are not inferior to medical services abroad. The British ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Dominic Jermey, during the celebration of King Charles' third birthday at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Jakarta on Wednesday, June 25th, expressed the UK's commitment to deepening bilateral relations through a strategic partnership that will be officially launched this coming September.
Well, next on the bilateral agenda is our strategic partnership. And we're going to be concluding the strategic partnership in September. President Prabowo and Prime Minister Starmer will meet, and the partnership is built on four pillars: on our work of peoples together, particularly in education and healthcare, on our work on supporting the planet, particularly around sustainable energy and what we do together to preserve forests, our work on prosperity, and that's about growing the economies in both our countries, and our work on peace, and that's about working together on security and defence.
The Indonesia-UK Strategic Partnership aims to deliver the benefits for both countries and strengthen their joint role in addressing global challenges. The World Food Programme encouraged the Indonesian government to continue to improve disaster awareness and emergency response measures in responding to natural disasters. WFP Deputy Country Director Jaakko Vaali, Thursday, 26th of June, in Jakarta, said that Indonesia experiences 1,000 disasters every year, most of which are caused by weather. The disasters are caused by damage to assets, infrastructure, and even broad casualties, which continue to occur in Indonesia. Even with higher levels, therefore, according to him, Indonesia must not be careless and must continue to increase its vigilance.
And Indonesia needs to be continuously invest into its emergency preparedness and response capacity. And it has been doing so, and there's no, there cannot be space now to relax and think that Indonesia will be ready. I think there is still opportunity to improve, and this is the reason why also World Food Programme continues to work together with BNPB, Kemenko PMK, and other institutions from the government who lead the emergency preparedness and response.
Jaakko Vaali said WFP has been working with the National Disaster Management Agency and other institutional to concretize early action anticipatory action frameworks, assist with guidelines, planning, and pilot projects with local governments. According to pilot projects with local governments, early action and anticipation are needed to avoid more casualties, including material losses. Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Harsyari affirmed the ministry's strong commitment to facilitating local creative economy in reaching national, even international markets. He made the statement following his visit to the Regional National Craft Council Gallery and his inspection at the Bitung Street Food Festival in North Sulawesi Wednesday. The minister praised the quality of local products, noting their potential for wider market access.
Moving forward, we will continue providing support, especially through training programs, including those focused on market access. Many products already show great variety and strong packaging, but broader market access, both nationally and internationally, is essential.
The minister also highlighted that the ongoing industrial transformation is increasingly shifting toward a creative sector, particularly one that integrates digital technology. He encouraged creative economy players to strengthen collaboration in order to achieve shared progress. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani, we should say Puan Maharani, has called on all parties to exercise restraint and avoid escalating the growing tensions in the conflict between Iran and Israel.
Terkait situasi yang sekarang sedang terjadi, tentu saja kami
regarding the current situation, we urge for a ceasefire between the warring parties so that the conflict can be resolved peacefully. The ones suffering the most are civilians, especially women and children. Both sides should show restraint, and other countries should also encourage a peaceful resolution of the dispute between the two nations and avoid further worsening the situation.
Permasalahan yang terjadi di antara kedua negara bisa diselesaikan dengan baik dan jangan kemudian lebih memperkeruh suasana.
In response to the conflict's potential impact on the global economy, Puan said the government and the House of Representatives will soon begin discussions on the 2026 Indonesian state budget. She emphasized that the government must take precautionary measures to address possible risk, including those affecting the exchange rate of rupiah and fuel subsidies. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Now, today's commentary.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia builds international standard special economic health zone. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto last Wednesday, June the 25th, inaugurated the Sanur Special Economic Health Zone and Bali International Hospital in Denpasar, Bali. On that occasion, Prabowo Subianto stated that the development of the Sanur Special Economic Zone was a historic breakthrough because for the first time, there was an international standard special economic health zone in Indonesia. This area integrates modern medical services and world-class wellness in one integrated ecosystem. On the other hand, through the existence of the Sanur Special Economic Health Zone, the government aims to reduce the number of Indonesian citizens who have so far sought treatment abroad and resulted in a large outflow of foreign exchange. During the inauguration, which marked an important milestone in the transformation of national health services, the president emphasized that the state's duty is to protect the people from all aspects, both their lives and their welfare. According to him, the people must be protected from hunger and poverty. Health insurance is one of the efforts to help people escape poverty. Therefore, the president emphasized that the state must be present to guarantee the health of all people and make health services a vehicle for equalizing welfare. On that occasion, President Prabowo Subianto also appreciated the role of the nation's previous leaders who had pioneered the foundation of national health services. According to him, all Indonesian presidents from the first to the last have contributed to building health services. Regarding health services, the president also emphasized that the insurance system in Indonesia must be strengthened and not limited only to the upper class, so that people who are economically disadvantaged can also have access to the best services. With the inauguration of the Sanur Special Economic Zone for Health and Bali International Hospital, Indonesia is not only building modern health infrastructure, but also further strengthen the state's commitment to providing quality health services that are equitable and inclusive for all its citizens. That was commentary.
Derai hatiku. Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Setelah letih kehidupan, ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Coba mengerti masa lalu. Thinking, kenapa ku tak let go? Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil playing offset. Ku lawan imaji dalam bait ini. Terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara, berhenti memikirkan semua.
Itu big crime. Tapi kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, lihat aku on the screen. Double call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality better than reality. And if you hate me, I love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Today we are going to take you to Sipoholon Spring in North Sumatra. Listeners, Sipoholon Hot Spring in North Tapanuli is surrounded by white limestone hills. When you travel to Sipoholon Hot Spring, besides being able to feel the cool mountain air, you can also enjoy the beautiful scenery while bathing in hot water. The hot spring is located in Situmeang Habinsaran, Sipoholon District, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra. The location is very strategic and easy to access. It only takes about 7 minutes by motor vehicle from Tarutung City to visit this place. Meanwhile, to get to Tarutung, it takes about 4 to 5 hours from Medan City, the capital of North Sumatra. To enter this tourism spot, you only need to pay a ticket of 5,000 rupiahs per person. Sipoholon Hot Spring is a natural bath that was formed due to the eruptions of Mount Marimbang, which contains sulfur. When you enter the Sipoholon Hot Spring area, you will see mountains of sand that emit a white color similar to cotton. It has a temperature of around 40 to 70 degrees Celsius. It's inappropriate for you to get relaxed. The sulfur contained in this bath is said to be able to cure skin disease and smooth the skin. Besides being visited for health, this bath is also visited by tourists who like photography. They deliberately come to get the best photos in the most beautiful place in North Tapanuli. After bathing and soaking in warm water, usually the visitors feel hungry. They can go directly to the stalls or restaurants that are available not far from the hot springs. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba aku jatuh cinta, diam-diam kau pun juga cinta. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, saling mendekati. Perasaan tak bisa berdusta, bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, tunggu apa lagi? Katakan cinta bila kau cinta. Kekasihku saja, perasaan tak bisa berdusta, bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih, tunggu apa lagi? Katakan cinta bila kau cinta. Cinta, katakan cinta. Hati ini
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bau-Bau. Di Bau-Bau.
Which means in Bau-Bau. You will listen to a conversation about
why? Why?
Which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a tenun or woven cloth crest woman in Bau-Bau. Chris asked why many women in Bau-Bau are very skilled in making tenun or woven cloth. Let's listen to their conversations.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Well, after listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, why, which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
We will say it two times slowly and please repeat it after us.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Mengapa. Mengapa.
Which means why.
Banyak. Banyak.
Which means many.
Perempuan. Perempuan.
Which means women.
Pandai. Pandai.
Which means to be skilled or good at.
Menenun. Menenun.
Which means weaving or making woven clothes.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means why are many women here skilled in weaving?
Tradisi. Tradisi.
Which means tradition.
Percaya. Percaya.
Which means believe.
Membawa. Membawa.
Which means bring.
Kebaikan. Kebaikan.
Which means goodness.
Bagi. Bagi.
Which means for.
Keluarga. Keluarga.
Which means family. In this conversation, you hear the expression
mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving? In the expression, there is the word
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why, is used to ask for the reason or explanations about something. The phrase
bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya?
Is actually asking about the story behind something. Let's listen to another example of using
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why.
Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan? Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan?
Which means why do the people of Buton like to eat fish?
Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal? Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal?
Which means, why is kamuhu tenun cloth expensive? Kamuhu is a woven cloth from Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. Kamuhu is an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. On the other hand, there are many variations of woven cloth across Indonesia, such as terful from Papua, pandai sikek from West Sumatra, ulos from North Sumatra, and endek from Bali. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Mengapa?
Which means why. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Bye-bye.
Hi listener, today I'm going to talk about a song by Chrisye. Chrisye started his music career in the 1960s. Throughout his journey, he received many awards, including the BASF Award in 1993, the STTV Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007, and he was named the third best musician of all time by Rolling Stone Indonesia in 2011. He had many hit songs, and one of them is Untukku. This song is a part of the album Kala Cinta Menggoda, which was released in 1997. Untukku talks about love in all of its form, not only romance and moments of sadness, but also optimism and commitment to someone special. It expresses deep belief in a relationship and unwavering loyalty. And now, let's listen to Chrisye with Untukku.
Aku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijar, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku.
denganku.
Pergilah
denganku.
Ku tahu diriku kurang tinggi. Kamu yang ku cari.
Pergilah denganku.
Pergilah denganku.
Dan kau pun terdiam. Tak bisa tentukan pilihan. It's okay, take your time. Jangan menangis lagi.
Pergilah denganku.
Pergilah denganku.
Pergilah denganku.
Siaplah, Vespaku akan menjemputmu. Bersamaku ayo melaju.
Pergilah denganku.
Pergilah denganku.
Pergilah denganku.
Dan kau pun terdiam. Tak bisa tentukan pilihan. It's okay, take your time. Menangis lagi. Ini bukan salahmu. Saat esok datang ku akan kembali. Jangan menangis lagi. Ini bukan salahmu. Saat esok datang ku akan kembali. Mencoba mendapatkanmu.
Walau terkikis habis niat ku takkan berkara. If you wanna go fast, you go alone. Whatever it takes, I got soul in my head. If you wanna go far, go together. Whatever it takes, stick with the plan forever.
If you wanna go fast, you go alone. If you wanna go far, go together.
Siap menantang dunia.
Whatever takes to
win.
legalitas. Jika lo berdua memang kadang kerja keras, pencapaian akhir ini kemenangan atas. Fokus akan tugas serta kerja sampai tuntas. Hasil di lapang bisa beda di atas kertas. Bukan jika dikerjakan dengan lugas. Menentang dunia walau kalah tapi puas. Menentang diri sendiri untuk jadi yang puas.